Yes, hello. Thank you for calling the lawsuit helpline.
Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Oscar on a recorded line. I'm just following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I am good.
That's good to hear. Now, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay. Did you already get yourself an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No, okay. And then are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm? Yes, okay. Let's see here. And did you take Depo Provera for at least a year?
Yes.
You did. And what was your injury after taking Depo Provera?
I caught meningioma as a brain tumor.
You were diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
And then you said it was located in your brain?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I'm very sorry to hear that. I would love to help you out here. I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
You are. Let me see here. And then, to the best of your knowledge, when were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
I think it was November 2008, if I'm not mistaken.
November of 2008.
No, I think I got diagnosed with meningioma. No, I started using the pill when 2008. Meningioma, I think I was diagnosed in 2017,
Okay.
2016.
So you got the meningioma diagnosis November of 2016?
August of 2016.
August of 2016?
Yes, and I got treated for it the following year, 2017.
Okay. So August of 2016 is when you were diagnosed with the meningioma. I do need to put a day on here. Do you remember when it was? If not, I can just put the first.
I think it was like the 14th, I think, yeah,
You
I
think it
thought the
was around the
14th.
14th in the middle of the month?
Yes.
Okay. So for your date of diagnosis, I put down 8/14 of 2016. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let me see here. And then what is your date of birth, please?
My date of birth, 9/17/87.
All right. 9/17/1987. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And then, do you know anyone else who was hurt or injured by Depo Provera? If not, it's okay.
Not offhand,
No, okay.
but I
And
can just
then,
check after.
no, that's okay. And then, did you receive a Depo Provera pill or Depo Provera shot?
I got the injections and shots.
You were getting the shot? Okay. And then, did you use the name brand Depo Provera?
Yes,
Yeah,
no
okay.
generics. I just use that one.
The Depo, okay. And then it was the Depo Provera injectable, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Did you ever switch to the generic version or was it always Depo?
Was always that ball.
Okay, thank you for that. And then for how many years did you use Depo Provera for? Roughly.
About 7.
7 years?
Yes.
Okay. So within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four injections before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then to the best of your knowledge, when did you start using Depo Provera?
November 2008.
Oh, okay. November of 2008. 2008. Okay, and then I do need to put a day for this one as well. Do you want me to just put the first? To keep it simple.
Yeah, you can, because I don't know the exact, I can't
Okay,
really remember
that's
it.
okay. So I'll put down that you started using it around November 1st of 2008, okay?
Okay.
And then to the best of your knowledge, when did you stop using Depo?
Oh, the summertime. I'm gonna say June 2015.
Okay. You said June of 2015? Okay, is it okay if I put the first for the day as well?
Yes, because I don't know the, I can't remember the exact date.
No, that's okay.
I had some appointments. I was going through so many appointments.
I understand, no, and it was also a long time ago. So I put down that you stopped using it around June 1st of 2015, okay?
Oh.
Okay, and then Charisse, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Female, okay. And then what is your marital status? Single, married, divorced, widowed?
Single.
Single, okay. Here. And then your first name, I have it spelled Sherrice. Is that correct?
Correct.
Correct. Okay. And then do you have a middle initial or no?
E.
E as in Eric?
Yes.
Okay. And then last name is Parker, spelled P-A-R-K-E-R?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a suffix in your name or no?
No. Just
no? Got it. Okay. And then, Charisse, what is your social, please?
219-17-8140.
Okay. Let me repeat it back to you just to make sure that I got it correct. You said 219-17-8140?
Yes.
Yes, okay, thank you for that. And then I have here your primary email as sherrisseparker@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then your primary phone number is this one, which is 443-881-3679?
Correct.
All right. Thank you for that. Let me see here. And then I'm assuming it's a cell phone, correct?
Correct.
All right. And then what is your preferred way of contact if we give you a call, text, or email?
You call.
Call? Okay. And then if we ever have to give you a call again, when is the best time to do that? In the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
And mornings.
Mornings? Okay. Let me see. And then what is your primary address now?
706 North Kenwood Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21205.
Okay, let me see. You said Kenwood, right?
K-E-N-W?
Yes.
W-O-O-D.
Kenwood Street or Drive?
Avenue.
Avenue. And then what city and state was this in?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay, so I have 706 North Kenwood Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21205. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Is this a house or apartment? Oh, is this a house or apartment?
House.
House, okay. And then let me see here. Was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff?
Doctor,
okay. And then to the best of your knowledge, how many times were you injected with the Depo Provera?
I'm going to say about I don't know.
Okay.
I can't really remember.
No, that's okay. I can try to help you out here. So you used it from 2008 to 2015. What is that? Eight. You said seven years. How often?
Every 3 months.
Every 3 months. So that's four times a year. So four times seven, 28. Does that sound about right?
I guess, yeah. Okay. I feel like
it's like the same.
I don't know.
Yeah, because if
but
you
I
used
know
it,
I won't.
Four times a year, and then you used it for 7 years, 4 times 7, 7, 14, 21, 28. Does 28 sound about right?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, thank you for that. And then do you remember the name of the doctor that was giving you the Depo Provera?
My name was Dr. Trina. Listen, I can't remember that name. I'll probably have to call you back with her last name. It was my family doctor.
Okay, but the first name was Trina, T-R-I-N-A?
Yeah.
Dr. Trina, okay, that's okay. And then, what is the name of the facility where you were getting the Depo-Provera, like the clinic or hospital?
I think I was at University of Maryland.
Is it University of Maryland Hospital?
Medical Center.
University of Maryland Medical Center. Okay, does this address sound correct? 22 South Green Street, Baltimore, Maryland?
No.
That's the address I have for University of Maryland Medical Center in Baltimore, correct?
Correct. That's not, it wasn't Baltimore. It wasn't on that street, though. I can't remember the street it was on. Oh, my God.
Let me try to see if there's anything near there.
I'm driving. I got to
No, that's okay. Take your time. Take your time. Was it by a 7-Eleven by any chance? Let me know if any of these streets sound familiar to you. I see South Green Street. I see West Lombard Street. I see Penn Street, West Redwood Street, or West Baltimore Street.
It was on Elsa Drive. It was in Towson.
It was where?
In Towson, Maryland. Her name was Dr. Trina Frank Hill. And
Oh.
it was in Towson. I knew it was, see, I knew it wasn't in Baltimore City. I can't remember the name.
No, that's okay. And then you said Dr. Trina Frankwell. How do you spell her the last name?
Frank Hill.
F R A N Q U E
Frank,
L?
I think it's KEL.
Oh,
Frank.
F R A N K E L? Frankel?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
And then you said University of Maryland Medical Center. What city was this one in?
Towson, Maryland.
Tustin?
This was in Towson. Yeah, I ain't going to city for my clinic. I went in county.
How do you spell the
Towson.
city?
The Towson, TOWSON. Towson.
Oh, TOWSON. Oh, okay. Is it University of Maryland St. Joseph Medical Hospital Center? Let me see. The address I have for that one is 7601 Osler Drive, Towson, Maryland.
Yeah. That's it. That's
That
the
one's it?
one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Thank you for that.
Guys, I done switched clinics five, six times since then, so I done,
Let me see. And then the phone number that I have for this medical center is 410-337-1000. Does that sound about right?
It should be.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay. And then the address is 7601 Osler Drive, Towson, Maryland. Let me just copy and paste that there. Now, do you remember the name of the doctor that was prescribing you the Depo-Provera? Was it Dr. Trina Frankel as well?
Yeah.
It's okay. Thank you for that. Me just copy and paste this information. Okay, they're the same phone number. See, we're almost done here. And then, what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was this a CAT scan, MRI, or both?
I had an MRI biopsy and blood tests and stuff.
You had an MRI? Did you have a CT scan as well, or no?
No, I just had a biopsy, an MRI, and some blood tests and stuff.
Okay. I understand. And then, do you remember the name of the doctor that gave you the diagnosis? If not, it's okay. If you
Can't
don't
think
remember,
of
it's
it
okay.
off the top.
No, that's okay. You don't have to remember for now. And then, were you diagnosed at the University of Maryland St. Joseph Medical Center as well?
No, I was diagnosed at Sinai Hospital.
Sinai?
Yes.
How do you spell Sinai?
S-I-N-A-I.
Sinai Hospital or Medical Center?
Sinai Hospital.
Hospital. Is that one in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Okay, let me know if this address sounds correct. I have 2401 West Belvedere Avenue.
Yes, that's
it. Yeah, okay. Thank you for that. Let me just copy and paste that then.
Oh, yeah, and the doctor's name is Dr. James Frazier.
Dr. James, and then what's the last name?
Frazier.
How do you spell that?
I don't know how you spell his name. I just know it's Frazier.
Oh, Frazier? Like F-R-A-S-I-E-R?
I don't know. I just know his name is Frazier.
All right, let me try to Google this really quick. Let's see. Dr. James Frazier, okay. Got it, okay. And then the address for Sinai Hospital, I have 2401 West Belvedere Avenue, correct? Okay, thank you for that. The phone number for that place I have it is 410-601-9000. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think.
Okay. And then have you had any prior cancer diagnosis or no?
No.
No?
Okay.
And then did you ever receive treatment before your meningioma diagnosis or no?
No, not be put in.
And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
I had monitoring, like glucose monitoring. I had got surgery.
You had brain surgery?
Yeah. And they just took a little piece of tissue off the terminal and got it out.
Okay, so you had brain surgery. Did you ever go on any medication or any chemo, radiation, anything like that?
Yes, I was taking steroids.
Steroid medication?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. Was Dr. James Frazier the same one that was treating you?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. And then you said he was at Sinai Hospital. Just got to copy and paste this information. Okay, let's see, we're almost done here. And then, do you have a family history of meningioma or no?
Never heard of it till I got it. Nope.
Nope? Okay. And then, were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Yes.
You were? To the best of your knowledge, do you remember the dates of when you were hospitalized for that?
I can't remember the exact date, but I only went for like 2-3 days.
2-3 days? Let's see. You were diagnosed August 14 of 2016. Did you stay there at the hospital or did you come back a few days after to get hospitalized?
I came back afterwards.
Okay.
And then I had outpatient. I stayed in the hospital for, I'm going to say, about 2-3 days. After that, they just admonished to me from outpatient.
Uh-huh. Okay, I understand. So you were diagnosed on the 14th. Did you come back like maybe 2 days later and then you were hospitalized?
No, when I was diagnosed, I'm going to say I got tested the beginning of the month, of that month, I got diagnosed. And then like 2 weeks later, that's when I started like getting like treatment and stuff.
Oh, okay, okay. So you were diagnosed 8/14. Is it okay if I put like 8/25? As far as the when you were hospitalized?
We're really done. You can say, I'm going to say February. Because they was doing a lot. I was getting a lot of tests done. I was missing appointments. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say February 2017. That's when I got started getting mostly everything done.
Okay, yeah. Only because you said you were diagnosed January, March, April, May, June, July, August 14. Did you not get treated until February?
I was getting little stuff done, but not as far as the big treatment. No, not
really. Okay. So when were you hospitalized in February?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was missing my appointment and stuff.
Okay. No, that's okay. So you were hospitalized for the meningioma in February of 2017, correct?
Yes, just for 2 days.
And then do you know when you were hospitalized? If you want, I could just put the first.
Just put it like, it was about the first week of, it wasn't the first day of
okay,
February.
I could put February 7th of 2017, and then you said like about 2 days, so I can put it until February 9th of 2017.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Of 2017. Okay, thank you for that. And then, do you have medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis?
Yes, my doctor got it. I gotta get it from her.
Okay.
I don't have none of that information because I just moved here. So
uh-huh.
I gotta get everything over.
Got it. All right. Let me see. Oh, it's, let me see. Let me see. Let me see. Okay. And then this question, I just have to ask it, but you did use Depo-Provera after the year 1992, correct?
Correct.
All right, let me see here. And then you said that you don't have the medical record showing the meningioma, but the hospital does, correct?
Correct. My doctor, I can get it from my doctor.
Okay. So you would be able to provide the records?
Yeah. Yeah. I will have to get them from my clinic.
Okay, you would be able to get them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically, or can you do both?
I can do both. It would probably be easier if I just send it electronically.
Yeah, that's correct. But you can do both, right?
Yes, I can.
Okay, and then by any chance, do you have access to your My Chart login?
No.
No? Okay, that's okay. And then for this final part here, we do need an emergency contact. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
Someone that does not.
Someone that does not live with you, and who would this be?
Shari. You can just put Shari.
How do you spell that?
S-H-E-R-R-Y.
You said S-H-E-R-R-Y?
Yeah.
Okay, last name?
Smith.
Smith, okay. And then what is their phone number?
443-210-0332.
Okay, you said 443-210-0332?
Yes.
And what is their relationship to you? Is this like a friend, family?
Friend.
Okay. By any chance, do you know their email? If not, I can just put yours.
You can put mine.
Okay, let me see. All right, thank you for that. And then do you know their address? If not, I can just put yours as well.
You can use mine.
Okay,
thank you.
No, that's okay. All right. All right. Looks like we are done with the questions for now. Let me just review these documents with you just to make sure that everything is correct, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me see here. All right, let me see. All right, let me see. I'm just trying to find your documents here for you. All right, let's see. Give me 1 second. I'm trying to find them here. Got it. Okay. So I have here your full name as Cherise E. Parker, and that is spelled Sherrice, correct? Hello, Cherise? Cherise, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. I know you're driving. It's okay.
Yeah, I made a mistake. I pressed mute by mistake. I'm driving.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm still on the ground right here.
No, it's okay. Take your time. So I have here your full name spelled Sherrice. Middle initial is E. And then last name is Parker, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then I have here your address as 706 North Kenwood Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21205.
Correct.
All right, phone number is 443-881-3679.
Correct.
All right. And then your email is CheriseParker@gmail.com, correct?
Correct.
Got it. Okay. Now, by any chance, can you pull over or not at the moment?
I can at the moment. And what? To pull over for what?
Okay. No, because I was going to say I'm about to send you these documents over to you so you can quickly review them and sign them. Now, I know you are driving. If you can't pull over, it's okay. It's not the end of the world.
I'll be home in 10 minutes.
Okay, yeah. So I just sent you the documents over now. You should have received them on via email and text. No rush on signing them. I can text you my personal number after this. That way, if you have any questions or concerns regarding the documents, you can shoot me a text, and then I'll further explain everything to you, okay?
Okay, you can do that now. Yeah, I'll be home in 10 minutes. I'm about to get on this more small highway.
Okay, yeah. I just sent you the documents now. If you want to, I could give you a call in about 15 minutes. That way I can explain the documents and help you sign them, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to need you to help me fill it out. Okay.
Got it. Yeah, I'll give you a call in 15 minutes, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, appreciate your time.